Story number four. John and Bruce, we're going to go to you with story number four. This comes out of the Wall Street Journal. I will read you the headline first, couple graphs, and I want you to comment. Headline, Miami's office market was red hot. Now, its tallest planned tower can't fill its space. Subhead, the 1,000-foot project under construction is still searching for an anchor tenant. First couple graphs from Mr. Bruce, and I want you to comment. The challenge is swirling around a skyscraper known as One Brickell City Center, which at around 1,000 feet high would be Miami's tallest corporate tower. Show how the city's once sizzling office tower is starting to cool. New York developer-related companies and Swire Properties, an international development firm founded by the British Swire family, are struggling to find an anchor tenant roughly a year after the groundbreaking. Related is restructuring its agreement with Swire, which owns the land, according to people familiar with the matter. Swire even has considered selling the 1.55-acre site in Miami's downtown. According to a document viewed by the Wall Street Journal, Swire said it continuously evaluates different options for its development sites and that the one for One Brickell City Center is currently not for sale. Related said it was continuing to work with Swire. Rising interest rates and hybrid work have punished U.S. office market. Miami for years weathered such headwinds better than most cities, thanks in part to the steady stream of corporate relocations and the limited supply of office buildings. Mr. Chris, we're hearing a lot about companies calling people back into the office. 3 days a week is pretty much the norm. For increasingly, it's 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, work from home on a Friday. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago talking about how AI has basically surpassed anything else going on. And now everybody's being called to San Francisco and Silicon Valley to work on AI, which is breaking free. And people are bailing on Miami and they're bailing on other places. Mr. Chris, can you sort of pile this together? Are they related? And I'm not talking about related companies to the developer, but I'm saying, is it related that as people are leaving, going back to Silicon Valley after the pandemic relocation era, work from home era, or is this just coincidental?
You know, the interesting thing to me is that the office market nationally has been struggling. There's no doubt about it. And even if people are going back to work for a few days a week, There's no like new absorption of office space. And for some reason, developers here think that Miami is sort of the exception to the national rule. And somehow Miami is unique and unaffected by what's happening in the rest of the country. And that's just not the case. And so what we're seeing now is as the market is cooling, you know, then office buildings are having trouble luring new tenants. And I mean, this is not singling out this particular developer. I think it's citywide. You know, the thing is that Miami is not immune from national trends. And, you know, I think sometimes in Miami, we have the sense that like we're different and somehow like, somehow there's no, you know, what's happening in the rest of the country is really, you know, nothing like what's happening here and that we should be fine. But, you know, there's developers putting up new office buildings at a time when, you know, office buildings are selling now for below replacement costs in any places in the country. And San Francisco, obviously, being, you know, exhibit A, despite the fact that some people are going back to San Francisco. And I really don't know that it's a wholesale return to San Francisco, but fact of the matter is that office space in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, I mean, there's even as they're calling people back in the office, it's still not back to where it was pre-pandemic. And I don't think we're going back there. And meanwhile, in Miami, we're putting up new office buildings. Yeah, but this time is different. And the new office building, people want to be in Class A space with all these amenities, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I really, you know, we've heard this story before and many times in Florida. And we've seen the results, you know. Those of us who've been around a while know what happens.
Mr. Grease, let me just ask you a follow-up question before I open it up to the floor. Gentleman that came out of Chicago, moved down here, a guy called Ken Griffin, dropped some cash, burned some serious cash on a variety of different things, including a piece of dirt located right on Biscayne Bay in which he's supposedly going to build his office tower. We're about 2 years after he purchased the property. They just had an announcement. He's actually going to figure out what he's finally going to do with it. The Wall Street Journal goes on to say that Mr. Griffin spoke to Mr. Ross from the related companies who's actually supposed to build this office. And Mr. Griffin didn't want to move into this space. He's going to do it on his own. But yet nothing's gotten done. What do you make of Ken Griffin and his claim of building an office tower, as well as Miami surpassing New York as the capital of finance in the United States, which is a comment he made during season four of our podcast?
Yeah, I mean, look, these kinds of buildings don't just get put up overnight. And then plus, one of the things that Citadel is facing, obviously, is they probably don't have the staff, the traders that they might have in New York or Chicago to fill up the building. So, it's tough. The office market is tough. And I think maybe Ken Griffin may be having some second thoughts and he's taking his time, which actually is the smart thing to do. If certainly given the construction costs, insurance, and all the things that we talk about regularly on the podcast, it makes sense that he's taking a go slow approach. And, there's plenty of office space available at reasonable rates. Why put up your own, and certainly, might have something to do with his own business. And his outlook for how things are going.
Oscar, you're right now working at real estate, you're doing office space, things like that. Do you feel comfortable providing any kind of comment, or do you want to sort of just pass on it?
So what I'll say generally is that in Miami there are submarkets like Coral Gables, Coconut Grove that are doing extremely well. And Miami is a market that has started construction on a lot of new Class A. And generally what that does is it forces the B's and C's to reevaluate their position, because whatever the Class A is going to charge is going to impact B's and C's. And everyone who's in a B and C, if they can, they're going to try and figure out a way of getting into an A. Now, I think what is interesting, and John alluded to it, is that maybe the people who can, Bezos, Ross, all these people.
Jeff Bezos from Amazon, who recently relocated from Seattle to Miami Beach.
Right.
Area.
So what that does, that kind of relocation, what it does is it prompts the staff that works with people at that level, the CEOs, to move here as well. And I think that is part of what is fueling this exuberance, that when you see, a continued parade of billionaires moving here, and they're not the only ones, that is going to continue to drive condominium development. It's luxury condominiums, luxury single family homes. All of that is part of this kind of shift of Miami becoming the financial capital. And I think that is a driver that's going to continue. Now, there's no question that the office market has to settle, and that, there has to be a perspective on post-COVID Miami and how office reacts to that, right? Because what happened during COVID is that everyone moved here thinking that they were going to be able to work from home, and it drove housing pricing up, and it drove construction up, and it also drove some of this exuberance about office buildings, new office buildings. But now that the companies like Apple and some of these other companies are saying, you got to come back, then that's had an impact on how office space is used. So there's a lot more shared space, and architects and developers are combining uses as well in this new modern office work dynamic, where you'll have rentals in the building, you'll have these very new types of designs for office spaces, and you'll have destination restaurants that are popular. So there's a hiccup in our market like there is in the rest of the country, but we're faring much better than the rest of the country for the most part for newer product, right? Some of the older buildings in other parts of South Florida are having issues in suburban markets, but our markets in Miami, our suburban markets, are extremely strong. So it depends on where you're at.